put the tsunami of talk to the test and share the secret of her supersonic speech. The first test. Can she hear fast? Well,
hopefully, hopefully you can hear.
Professor Burgess thinks she can. So he's recorded a passage from literature and sped it up to 400 words per minute. If Fran can tell us what it's about, her hearing will be more than human.
Okay, here we go.
Recognize that? We'll play it again.
Something about directions and the family manner, and then a surrounding with the respectable place. I heard
surrounding acquaintance.
Okay.
Is that in there?
Yes, it is. It's actually the first part of the first paragraph from Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility.
She's got a whole lot more than me, but I never liked Jane Austen. What this is showing us is that she can hear almost as fast as she talks. But we really want to know how fast she can talk. So we set up this challenge. By all accounts, Honest Abe Lincoln read the Gettysburg Address in 3 minutes. Can Fran, who hasn't practiced reading this famous piece of oratory, get through it in 30 seconds?
3, 2, 1, both of you go.
Most of you have got fathers before the fund this kind of any nation received the liberty dedicated to the proper system of all men are created with the never engaged aggressive and what tests with that nation, any nation, so conceived dedicated to law and joy. Men here in a battlefield where we come to dedicate the force of the front of us, but those who give their lives that the nation might live and all together fitting and properly. We should do this, but largely we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hold the ground, the very men living and dead and struggling, we have consecrated far above the poor and every track. What we'll do, no more remember what we see here, but not forget it for us, living rather to be dedicated to unfinished work with their so far noble characters, rather for us to be dedicated to great chance for me before us, so the honor did increase devotion for the case of the last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that the dead shall not die in vain, the distinction of a new birth of the government of the people, by the people, for the people, not to perish from the earth.
Whoa, stop. Watch how fast those words fly by. For the first time in my life, I am speechless. Fran read the Gettysburg Address 6 times faster than Lincoln, and most of us as well. Was this double?